Chapter 6 Reading Page 95 Food for Thought
Debbie and Simon are in a restaurant. It is a holiday, so they have plenty of time for lunch.
Well, we don't need to hurry with lunch today, Simon. So I think I'll have a mixed grill. Steak, pork chops, chicken, and sausages. Sound good to you?
Sounds horrible to me. I'm having a salad. No more bits of dead animals for me. From now on, only vegetables, fruit, cereals, beans, and nuts. And occasionally, milk, cheese, eggs, and bean curd. I've become a vegetarian.
Since when?
Since the weekend. I saw a TV program that really made me think.
Another one? You're always influenced by these programs, Simon. Last month, it was one about religion. And you thought about, all right, a monk. The month before, it was space, and you thought you'd...
This is different, Debbie. Do you know there'd be no more famines if we used land to grow food for people instead of cattle? And do you know that a lot of the animals we need for food have to spend their whole lives crowded together in tiny spaces until they're killed? What's more, animals kept in these conditions can easily catch disease. So they have to be given drugs. These drugs fresh when we eat it. And may be dangerous to our health.
Ah, here's my mixed grill. Yes, Simon, carry on.
There's another reason for becoming a vegetarian. A religious one. Some people believe that we have a soul, which, after we die, can return to...
Simon! If you're trying to put me off my lunch, you won't succeed. There are experts who think that we need to eat meat because it contains vitamins and minerals not found in vegetables. And vegetables can also be dangerous to eat, you know. Lots of people are made very ill by the pesticides on them. Some...
All right, Debbie. We can argue again later. Let's change the subject. Do you know where I can buy some...